Mrs. Templin, T-E-M-P-L-I-N, B, period, I-O-N-E. Kind of a weird name. Templin is last name, B, and then period, I-O-N-E is the first name. She was born 11/25/26. This is a 98-year-old woman, originally from Alabama. She was a bank teller, a nurse. She's been widowed for 10 years, has four children, four daughters, currently lives with Janine, J-E-N-N-I-N-E, who's her daughter, here in the Kingwood area, K-I-N-G-W-O-O-D. She also is a nurse. Period. Nipair got fish and moved here with her daughter and her husband to be close to her family and her grandkids, period. Patient allergic to levoquin and codeine, period. Nipair got patient hospitalization has been multiple for congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, end stage atherosclerotic heart disease. At age 98, they've told her that there's not much else they can do for her, and it's best for her to be treated with hospice and palliative care. Period. Nipair, she was originally from Alaska, lives in Birmingham, Alabama, and now transplanted to Houston. Allergy, levoquin, and codeine. Medical problems, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, end-stage heart disease. Family history, mom died at age 98 with pancreatic cancer. Dad died of liver disease related to smoking and drinking too much. Surgery, she's had left hip surgery, appendectomy, hysterectomy. Review of system, weight loss. There's difficulty with mobility, confusion, difficulty with ambulation, hypoxemia off and on. No, decreased mentation related both to hypoxemia and atrial fibrillation, difficulty with walking, ADL dependent. She wears a diaper, issues with anxiety and depression. Immunizations up to date. Last hospitalization 14, 16 months ago because of atrial fibrillation and CHF. Patient has been on home health for some time but is switching to hospice and palliative care because she's no longer able to go see her doctor's office. The family do not want her to go back and forth to the doctor or the hospital at age 98. Medication. Metoprolol 50, succinate BID, Lasix 20 once a day, Aldactone 25 once a day, Farxiga 5 milligram a day, Celexa 40 milligram a day, Lanoxin 0.125 a day. She takes half a tablet most of the time. Patient never been a heavy smoker or drinker, but has done both in the past. She gets confused. She's weak. She has difficulty with ambulation. She gets short of breath. She has orthopnea. She has PND. And her daughter, who's a nurse, manages her fluid level by giving her the right amount of Lasix, by checking her weight, checking her edema to make sure she doesn't dangle her feet all the time. But when her swelling gets worse, she becomes very short of breath. Blood pressure, 110 over 60, pulse is 80, respiration is 18, O2 side 93%, room air. Heart positive, swollen positive is to lungs, atrial fibrillation with irregular heart rate and rhythm, neurological non-focal skin shows the rash. Lower extremity, trace edema. Assessment, 98-year-old woman with atherosclerotic heart disease, end stage, associated with congestive heart failure, not a candidate for any procedure, as on medical treatment, maxed medical treatment, which is still having orthopnea, PND, shortness of breath, and bouts of CHF, period. In the paragraph, she lives with her daughter. She's a DNR. Her daughter is a nurse, does a great job taking care of her. Her name is Janine, J-E-N-N-I-N-E. I think that's how you spell it. She has difficulty with ambulation, difficulty with mobility, high risk of fall, confusion, sundowner syndrome with decreased mentation, ADL dependency. Patient does wear a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, anxiety and depression, and which is partially treated with the help of Celexa, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live at age 98 and end-stage heart disease. She has two pillows that she sleeps on. And symptoms of orthopnea and PND noted. Thank you. Also put down atrial fibrillation rate control. Also put down end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease. Also put down hypertension. Also put down medications reviewed. No changes were made. No recommendations were made to the medical director. Thank you.